You're listening to The Freedom Message with Steve and Vincent. Thank you for tuning in. The number to call into the show is 877-270-8714. 877-270-8714. We have an exciting show for you today. Lots of major developments happening in the Ron Paul Revolution and in the Freedom Movement. So, as you know, you probably have heard that tomorrow is the All-America Walk for the Ron Paul Freedom Message. And thus far, as far as we know, we have a minimum of 60 walks happening across the country. It's probably somewhere between 60 and 80. There are notices of walks coming into my inbox and coming into my cell phone constantly throughout the day. I have yet to be able to update the website with all of the new walks that are being added. And we have the fantastic news that NBC Nightly News will be covering the Walk for Ron Paul in Chicago, and that they have requested that the affiliates in other cities cover walks in other locations as well. So we had hoped that we would be able to make a breakthrough with this effort, with this nationally coordinated effort, and in fact, that is what's happening. Coming on the heels of Ron Paul's surprising to those outside of the freedom movement, surprising to them, not surprising to us, but coming on the heels of the $5.1 million raised in the third quarter, coming on the heels of major breakthroughs with major media personalities covering the Ron Paul movement and the Ron Paul candidacy and giving positive voice to the efforts that we're making and recognition of Dr. Paul and his message. Coming on the heels of that, our nationally coordinated effort, the All-America Walk in support of the Ron Paul Freedom Message, could not be better timed. Could not be better timed. Smack dab right when it needs to be. So your participation tomorrow will make a difference. We are on the cusp of that breakthrough that we have been looking for, that we have been anticipating, that we deserve the recognition that the Ron Paul candidacy, the Ron Paul movement, the freedom movement, and its message are here, are legitimate, are viable, and are real true phenomenon happening in the body politic America. The Ron Paul Revolution is here. It's you, it's me, it's Dr. Paul, it's the message. We are breaking through. Shortly, we're going to have on the line with us the assistant organizer for the Chicago meetup, and he is going to tell us about important developments and the interview that he will be doing with NBC News and all the exciting developments in that regard. So that's what's going on. Now, if you are participating tomorrow in a walk or in a Ron Paul support activity, please go ahead and give a call into the show and let us know what you're planning on doing. The number is 877-270-8714. Especially if you're not already up on the calendar, on the listing, on the big board at www.ronpaulfreedommessage.com. I'd like you to get up on the big board so we can really show the strength that we have in our ability to act in a nationally coordinated way and to show that we are not just the internet, as they like to call us. Well, it's just the internet. No, what we're showing now with this is that we are real people taking real action in support of a candidate that we really support for the principles and the message for which he stands. So that'll be tomorrow. So go ahead and give us a call, and we'd love to talk to you about that.
All right, let me hear it.
Ron Paul. Okay. Oops. All right. So, in a few minutes, we should have that interview that I promised you. And what other developments that I want to tell you about today? Well, the fundraising drive is continuing. And the last time I checked, we've got well over $600,000 in the bank since the end of the beginning of the month. And where are we at now? Oh, wow. We're already up to $742,390 raised. So we need to continue the efforts of the fundraising drive to come out with a number that's going to be equally impressive at the end of the next quarter. This time around, we're looking for $12 million by the end of December. Certainly a lofty goal, but given the fact that the Ron Paul Revolution is exploding and that our membership is growing exponentially, that we're increasing our ability to get the word out and reach more and more people as every day goes by, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be able to reach that goal. Now, there have been a couple of important developments on the freedom front. And one thing that I think I mentioned it to you briefly yesterday. First of all, in New York City, they were prevented from actually participating in tomorrow's All-America Walk because in New York City, you now need the government's permission to walk down the sidewalk. Okay, you need the government's permission to walk down the sidewalk with a sign with your friends. Okay, it's no longer something that you can just do. All right, this is no longer America. Okay, you are increasingly required to get permission for just about absolutely everything that you want to do. And now you can't walk down the street. Now, apparently, in Florida, you can't put signs on a fence. And you can't put signs on your truck. I'm going to play a piece for you now. In Florida, a Ron Paul supporter put signs on her truck, and she was told that she had to take them off. She cannot drive the street. Now, my question is going to be, if those were commercial signs, if she were a painter, would she have been prevented from putting those signs on the truck? So let's go ahead and find out. Well, we're going to listen to that. First, we'll go ahead and take a call from Kathy on... Kathy. Are you there, Kathy? Do we have Kathy on the line? Okay, when Kathy's ready, let me know. Is Kathy there? Hello? Hello? Okay, when she's ready, let me know. I'm going to go ahead and play this clip now. Boy, oh boy. Today is one of those days where things are just not working the way they're supposed to work. That includes my body, my physical health. I'm suffering from a condition called sciatica, and it's extremely painful. And... okay, here we go.
Hello there, Justine. Can you tell us what happened, please?
Okay, well, I decorated my truck with Ron Paul signs, like you saw before. And I've been driving around.
Hello.
A lot of people have been asking me, who is Ron Paul? And one day I came home from my class, probably 2 weeks after I've had those signs on my truck. And I came in, and my dad had gotten notice on the door saying we couldn't have signs other places. But then when he got to the point where I couldn't have these signs on my truck, I could not believe it. I mean, I thought they were joking with me, and turns out they're not. That I can't have, I'm not supposed to have signs on my truck. Bumper stickers are fine, but the bumper stickers aren't big enough. I like the big signs. And I said, well, what? It's freedom of speech, isn't it? Aren't I allowed to put up signs? It's my truck. I bought it. I don't owe any money on it. And supposedly not. So the county has threatened to fine up to $1,000 a day for having the signs on my truck. And, well, that's, I'm not going to pay $1,000 a day, and I'm not going to take the signs off my truck either. So
Wash.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens next? So they threatened you for $1,000 a day, you know, for breaking the law of communicating, I guess. What happens next? I mean, are you going to take your size down? I mean, what are they calling you, or what's going to happen now?
All right. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen next. The county said they're going to come and take some pictures of my truck from my house, but I'm not sure if they've come and done that yet. They could have, but I don't know about it. But I do know that last weekend I was out, and I was sitting in Starbucks, and I noticed this governmental car. It was all white, you know, with the yellow license plate, so you know that's an official car. And they were, it was sitting behind my truck for a while. All its windows were up, and I had a feeling they were looking at my truck, but I wasn't sure, so I decided I'd just keep watching. And after a while, he comes around and turns around so that his driver's side is at the back of my truck. So right over here where the license plate is and where you can see most of the signs. And you could definitely identify the truck with the license plate. And his window went down a little bit, and he started taking pictures. So I decided, okay, I'm going to go out there because it's a little strange for someone to just take pictures of your vehicle when you're parked in a public place. I wasn't doing anything wrong, as far as I know. So I went out there, and I talked to him, and I asked, I said, well, I noticed you were taking pictures of the back of my truck. You know, can you tell me why? And he quickly, kind of uncomfortably, said that he was a Ron Paul supporter. I said, oh, okay, well, if he's a Ron Paul supporter, that's great. I love Ron Paul supporters, and you can usually talk to them and have good conversations. And I said, well, what do you know about Ron Paul? You know, like, what do you like about him? And I'm pretty sure he lied to me, because he could only tell me that Ron Paul used to be an independent, which is not true, and that Ron Paul was now acting as a Republican, which is not true, and that he really didn't like Rudy Giuliani. And most Ron Paul supporters I know, they just promote Ron Paul. They don't really care about the other candidates that much. So I'm pretty sure he lied to me, and I mentioned to him, I said, well, we did get a notice from the county a few weeks ago talking about, you know, the truck. Am I doing anything illegal? And he said, oh, no, absolutely not, blah, 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 blah. So that's pretty much where it ended. However, he'd only put his window down about this much, and he didn't seem very willing to talk to me. So now the county has pictures of my truck, which I guess is what they wanted anyways, but it seems like those two incidences are not connected. So we'll just see what happens now with my truck. But I like my truck. I like the way it looks. So, you know, a lot of people are really promoting Ron Paul, and I think it's a great thing. No, I've never sold anything. No signs, no nothing.
There's more, but I'm going to go ahead and take this down here. So what we have is surveillance of a citizen by government officials, covert surveillance, photography harassment, because of her choice of political expression. So this seems to be happening increasingly. And need to really, I think, in every case, challenge this. This needs to be challenged. So what I recommend, if this happens to you, please assemble every Ron Paul supporter that you can. Have them outrageously decorate their cars and parade through the center of town, up and down the street, right in front of City Hall, right in front of the police station. It needs to be challenged. So this kind of thing is happening. You can't put signs on your own private property, apparently, in Florida. This was in fact challenged by Brian Orr, and he won. Now it happened to another individual, I believe, in Clearwater, Florida. So this is something that we need to stay on top of. In New York City, you cannot walk down a public sidewalk without the permission of the government now. So we're going to go now to a Ron Paul meetup organizer from Chicago. And we have Brian on the line. Are you with us, Brian?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. Brian has some exciting news about the All-America Walk for the Ron Paul Freedom Message. Go ahead and share this with our audience, Brian.
Well, I'm pleased to report earlier today I was contacted by NBC News, and a producer from NBC Nightly News as a national, they wanted to do a story on Ron Paul supporters. Apparently they've been working on a story which features Ron Paul. They were interviewing him yesterday at length, I believe for like an hour, they said. And they also went to the Taft, the Robert Taft event that they had last night where Ron Paul gave a speech, and they filmed that as well. The reason why they contacted me is because they want to do a story that kind of encompasses what everyone's been out here working so hard for, the grassroots supporter, and feel maybe for the first time in the mainstream media give an accurate description of really the spontaneous events that are going on all over the country, in particular this weekend, the Ron Paul Walk. We're having one in Chicago, and I believe that there's 60 other ones going on throughout the United States, but they are going to be interviewing me at my house prior to the event, and following us to the event at Millennium Park, which is one of the biggest tourist attractions in Chicago. So I think it's a really good opportunity for a positive story about grassroots volunteers and for the Ron Paul campaign, and it's really something that just exploded from people who are concerned about our country and love the message of peace and freedom. So I'm really pleased to report that to you, and it should be a great event. And if you're in a meetup group, I would strongly encourage everyone to go to their local rallies. There's going to be a lot of them all over the country, so you can check them out. Also, contact the media in your area, especially NBC, because they are apparently going to be doing a very positive story, and they might do local stories as well. So I encourage everyone to contact our media again if they haven't already. So.
Absolutely. Well, you know, once one media outlet starts to cover a story, the other media outlets tend to join in because they don't want to be left out. You know, they don't want to sort of seem to be out of the loop. And so this certainly has the potential of snowballing. If nothing else, we have the possibility of getting local NBC affiliates to also cover what we're doing, since the national is covering it. So this is certainly a significant breakthrough. And all week long, I have been covering the emerging breakout into the establishment media. We've seen major media figures such as Joe Scarborough and Tucker Carlson and a number of others, Abrams and a number of others, start to speak frequently and favorably about Ron Paul and the freedom movement. And this coming on the heels of the announcement of our raising $5.1 million in the third quarter, my analysis of the situation being that we are either seeing right now or on the cusp of a major breakout into the public consciousness and into the awareness of the major media. And I think that our All America Walk is coming at a perfect time. It couldn't have been timed more perfectly to show in a dramatic way that, yes, we are real people. We're not just internet spammers sitting behind our computers. No, we're real Americans who really care about our candidate and the message, and we will take real action in support.
I agree, and I think that it's such a great opportunity. And I know in Chicago, I don't know about in your area, but we've really been out there, and we've been the only campaign that has this grassroots growing campaign. I think today they went over 1,000 meetup groups all across the country, and it's really something that's absent of the other campaigns. And I think that it might just be that this is our time, and the mainstream media is beginning to notice it.
Well,
I think it's positive, and I don't know when the segment will air. They haven't told us that yet, but be on the lookout for it. It should be very positive, and I hope it sparks more grassroots efforts around the country. Is that, you know, it's finally going to be at the point where people are recognizing us, and the media is taking note of our efforts. And I think that's why it's important in these last 3 or 4 months that we got to redouble our efforts and get out there and share our positive message.
Absolutely. Now is not the time to sit on our laurels. Now is the time to push through. You know, the wall is weakened. It's time for us to push through and penetrate and make that breakout. And the potential is there right now at this very, very moment. And I think we're seeing it. And to me, it's very exciting. I think that many of us out there who may have been involved in political activity at some point in our lives, you know, maybe we campaigned for this or that environmental cause, or save the whales, or whatever it might have been. Sometimes you kind of get the sense that, you know, you're sort of spinning in the wind, and you know, you're giving it the old college try, even though you know ultimately the system is going to beat you, but you still out of conscience have to do your best. And there's often these efforts that you make, but what's so different about this is that when we work hard and when we put our effort to it, and we actually see real results. And we're seeing that. And I think that tomorrow's walk is going to be another case of real, actual, concrete results coming from the efforts that we make. It's not wasted effort. It really bears fruit when we put ourselves to this task.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and you know, you guys in Chicago have been doing a great job. You had a huge rally for Dr. Paul, if I'm not mistaken, not that long ago, wasn't it? Just shortly, a week or two ago.
It was about 3 weeks ago, and it was interesting. We had about a week to prepare. The campaign let us know that they were going to come out after the Mackinac Island Conference for Leadership. They kind of had a filler event last minute, and even though that it was short notice, that we were still able to pack the place that we were at. We had standing room only at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Chicago, and it was a good event. Got some media coverage, not as much as we would have liked to. It did result in a nice article in the Boston Globe, of all places. Interesting that the Chicago media didn't pick it up as much as we would have liked. But I think that every opportunity is going to be beneficial for our campaign. And the Chicago rally, the momentum that we had from our fundraising numbers going into the walk this weekend. And another interesting thing is really how transparent the campaign is doing with its fundraising. I've never seen a campaign that has been so forthright in their numbers, and I think it's beneficial because people have a little bit more trust of what's going on. And there's a lot of positive things going on with the campaign right now, and I'm real pleased where it's going. And obviously, I'm real proud to be a part of it. So, and it sounds like a lot of your listeners are too. So I think that's great.
Well, absolutely. You know, we're definitely you know, a big family, the Ron Paul supporters, and more people are joining our family, you know, by the minute, literally. As you mentioned, now we're over 1,000 meetup groups nationally. The numbers are somewhere around 53,000 members, and no reason to expect that we won't be about 100,000 members by the end of the year. Really, truly, something historic is happening. Dr. Paul alludes to this frequently in recent speeches, that something is happening, that you know, this is historic, and that, you know, he says I can't claim to explain it, but it's wonderful. And you know, I think that we really are living history right now. So everybody just jump in and be a part of it. You know, like the campaign slogan says, you know, really be a part of it. It's truly something honorable to be a part of, and fun too. And I think that you know, we can really take an energy of joy and hopefulness and fun to what we're doing tomorrow. So I hope that you have a great time with that, and good luck on the interview. I know that you're going to handle it real well, and you know, just keep me posted on what's going on, and don't forget, we'll be talking tomorrow to get your live report from your activity as it happens.
Absolutely, and we'll do our best here in Chicago, and I hope everyone else does their best everywhere else in the country. And thanks for, you know, doing this and paying attention to our campaign. It's just a phenomenal experience. And like you said, it is a lot of fun, and I never really thought that politics would ever be this much fun.
Right. No, it truly is. It's enjoyable. I don't have the energy of, feel the energy myself or get the energy from other people of some kind of like desperate struggle, you know? It's more of a joyful experience than anything desperate or, anything on that level. And, as far as we know, so far we've got 60 walks, officially scheduled, and, I think it's probably more like 70. Between 70 and 80 once I do the final tally. So I'll be updating that later on tonight. But that's really quite something when you stop and think about it. We'll certainly be looking forward to getting the reports from across the country and seeing the video and getting all the pictures from people afterwards. So thanks so much for all you're doing there, Brian. And you can call into the show anytime. You don't need an invitation. Any old time, feel free to call in and tell us what you're doing there in Chicago. All right?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Good. So there we have it. Major national news coverage for the Ron Paul movement via the vehicle of the All-America Walk for the Ron Paul Freedom Message. That was sort of what I was hoping for, you know, when we started this thing, was that we would get this kind of coverage by having a nationally coordinated event of and display of support for Dr. Paul. You know, sometimes you do this work and you're not sure how things are going to turn out. You have an idea in your head about how things could go and the kind of effect that it could have. You know, you sort of, in a sense, hope for the best. And the amazing thing is that exactly what we hope for is actually transpiring. And it doesn't happen that way often, does it, in life? Usually, you know, what we hope for, what we think might happen, you know, it comes up a little bit shy of what you might have hoped for. And in this case, it seems anyway, that we're actually getting what we hope for, what we need. And I have to say to you folks that continually, time and time and time again, I get the sense, and I know, I just get the sense that God is looking out for us Ron Paulers, for everyone who's involved in the freedom movement, that things just happen too well sometimes. They just happen too well, too spot on, almost you couldn't have planned it as well, the timing in many cases. I just get that feeling. And it gives me, you know, more hope, more confidence to continue with the work, and know that good is going to come out of it, no matter what we do. You know, as long as we do it with the right heart and the right mind, I think that good is going to come out of it. And you know, we can have forces trying to suppress the work that we're doing, as they're doing in New York City, as they're doing in Florida, in not allowing people to post their Ron Paul posters on their property or put Ron Paul signs on their vehicles, or not allowing them to walk down the street in New York City. You know, they're going to try to suppress us in many ways. But you know, it's kind of a wonderful thing that right now they're fighting us, because you know there's that. Gandhi quote, you know, first they ignore you, pretend that you don't exist. They tried that. Then they laugh at you, they ridicule you. You know, they tried that. And then they fight you. And it seems as though that's where we're at right now. You know, in many ways, they're fighting us, they're trying to fight us. Well, the next step, according to Gandhi, is then you win. And are we on the cusp of that next step? I think there's certainly a good chance that we may very well be. I think all of us listening really have to understand that there really, truly, truly is a chance, and not a small chance, a significant chance, that we can win this thing, if we just keep doing what we're doing, and if we shift into the next phase. Now, the next phase is canvassing, precinct walking, door-to-door, organizing, and getting the vote together. Starting to get the vote organized and together to deliver it. You gather the vote up, and then you put it in the box. And that's the next step. So what I'm going to be proposing for the next All-America Walk for the Ron Paul Freedom Message, is that we combine the walk with the talk, in a sense, that we combine the walk with canvassing and precinct walking, and use it as an opportunity to do that kind of grassroots organized outreach to the electorate that we can deliver to the ballot box on election day. So that's the next phase. That's the next step. 5 weeks from this coming Saturday is the next date for the next walk, and I'm going to be proposing that we do that. That we turn it into this more of an organized precinct walking. Get the vote out. Get the vote organized to deliver it to the ballot box on election day. Now, I believe we have on the line with us right now Mr. Paul Garfield from Michigan. Is that right? Is Paul on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Paul. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
All right. Thanks so much for calling into the show. Paul is the official campaign representative in Michigan now, having been formerly, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, the Ron Paul meetup organizer for the Detroit meetup, and
yes, is
now the Michigan coordinator.
Well, I just want to correct one thing. last night I was contacted by the national campaign, and I decided at that time that I was going to actually resign my services from the campaign for the time being.
Okay.
So for the temporary time being, I have resigned. I don't know if I will actually go back in some other capacity with the campaign, or if I'll just continue to run meetups and organize states on my own.
Okay. Did you want to share with people your process of coming to that decision?
Well, there's been some various challenges to, you know, leadership around here, things that have been going on that I don't necessarily think are good to associate the campaign with. So at this time, under my leadership, that I am choosing at this time to allow somebody else who would like to, who the national office would like to have in here running things a little bit different in their way, go ahead and make those changes, and maybe I'll take a more active role somewhere else in the campaign itself.
So you feel like your efforts are better spent on the meetup organizing level?
Well, you know, from my position here, we don't we are a grassroots campaign here, and of course we're a professional campaign at the same time. But I just feel at this time that I can bring more people up to speed at a faster pace, and with the direction we're going, and we've definitely been on the upswing. We need to do everything we can to go about solidifying that and bringing these people up to speed and getting them experience and getting them campaign experience as fast as we possibly can. And I think that'll be, in the end, one of the best benefits for the campaign, to get more people a lot of experience, so that as the primaries unravel themselves state by state, by the time they get here, we have people that have a good measure of experience going into the campaigns, going into the conventions, and so on and so forth.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'm sure that you're making the right decision, and I know that your intention is to do whatever is going to be most productive in terms of getting Dr. Paul elected president. It pretty much just comes down to that. So
absolutely, because that's got to be our single first one and only goal. And just having the opportunity to work for a great man like Dr. Ron Paul has been one of the most sensational events in my life. I've been in politics 30 years. I've ran hundreds of campaigns. I've been a staffer for state representatives, state senators, worked on congressional campaigns, other presidential campaigns, but he has always been a personal favorite for me, and rightfully so, because I'm a follower and advocate of the U.S. Constitution, and I feel that nobody takes care of my interest in that document more formidably than Dr. Ron Paul from Texas.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think that it's the main. It's the message, and it's the moment. You know, I don't think we need to even say anything more about, you know, what a quality human being Dr. Paul is. You know, we know the message is right on target, and it's the right time for the message. And that brings us to the moment. What is happening in this country? You know, as Dr. Paul has said recently on several occasions, something special is happening in this country, you know, this is quite a historic moment and a quite historic movement that we are privileged to be a part of and to be living this moment.
I'm just wondering, Stephen, did everybody take the red pill at the same time?
Well, you know, it seems as though the message is that pill, and as we get it to more people, you know, they take it, and it seems to have a fairly quick effect. And I just think, you know, Dr. Paul did say this, I believe, yesterday at the Chicago University of Michigan rally. He said that people are just fed up in this country, and they've had enough, you know. And I think it kind of comes down to that there is enough people who have just had it, and just know on it, even if they intellectually don't get all the issues, they just know on a gut level that something is so stinking rotten wrong in the kingdom of Denmark that it cannot continue. And when they encounter somebody as genuine as Dr. Paul with such a fresh message, who is so, true, that they respond to it. And you're right, it's like taking that red pill and instantaneously waking up. And
well, that's right. I was, of course, at that event. I organized that event, and it was a post-debate event. And we had about 2,500 people out there from the University of Michigan and some of the other surrounding local colleges in the neighborhood adjacent to Ann Arbor there. And we had been really doing a lot of work in that area at the football games. I don't know if you've gone to YouTube, but we actually have a plane that flies around the football games. It was on national television a couple times when they were playing, Michigan was playing Notre Dame.
Mm.
But also, I just wanted to say, I want to thank all your listeners and friends around you that support Dr. Paul, because it's you people that are making this campaign a success. You are literally lifting the eyelids of America and showing these people that they have a voice and they have power and they have the ability to do things, to get things done and to make changes. And that's a phenomenal experience to be part of. And I think you guys just need to keep up the work, keep up the good work, keep on calling the shows like Stephen, call in shows like C-SPAN, call every show you can, write every letter you can, put a piece of literature, a Slim Jim of Ron Paul's in everybody's hand you can. When you go to the pharmacy, when you go to the store, I always tell them, I'll have them in my hand, and I'll say, of course, they wouldn't know I was a state coordinator. They just thought I was some guy off the street. And I'd come in and say, hey, have you ever heard of Ron Paul? Well, no. I said, look, you got to take a look at him. We've never had a man like this ever. He's under president. We've never had a man like this ever. You got to look at him. Look at him.
Absolutely.
Never yeah. voted for a tax.
And when you say it with that kind of energy, people will listen. And I have some exciting news for you that you may not have heard. You know that tomorrow is the All America Walk for the Ron Paul Freedom Message. And
absolutely.
Yep. Yep. We're going to be walking in a minimum of 60. It's probably more like 80 events across the country. And
well, I've got some news for you that we're going to be walking here in Michigan.
All right. Right.
We're going to be walking in this event, and we're planning on having a large contingent out there on the streets walking with our signs. And in fact, some of us will have, a rather large entourage, as many as maybe a couple hundred.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Oh, that's awesome news. I'm really pleased to hear that Michigan's on board. Well, here's the news that NBC Nightly News is going to be covering the Chicago Walk. They're gonna interview the organizer. They're gonna kind of do a report on his preparations for it, and they're gonna be attending and covering the Chicago Walk. And they've asked their local affiliates to cover as well.
Well, I know you're in good hands in Chicago because my good friend Joe Cesarone is heading up that area out there, and they're in. I just want you to know that they are in fine hands, and I think you're going to hear probably some excellent coverage from Chicago.
Yeah, it's a big breakthrough to have NBC covering it. I believe Brian Costin is actually the person who's going to be doing the interview with NBC. I don't know if you know Brian. I think he's one of the assistants there.
Sure.
Yeah. And so it's a big deal that we're getting this kind of coverage, and we're making really starting to break through into the mainstream at this point. It's extremely exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very
and
big.
By calling these talk shows and doing these things, you're having also significant impact by people in the media themselves are undecided.
Mm-hmm.
I watched George Will the other day, and the first thing out of his mouth is, "What's going on with my man Ron Paul?"
Yep. I covered that.
You know, when you start hearing that kind of conversation coming through, you know, a major TV media network. You know, finally the penetration is there, and people are saying we can no longer ignore this man. He's winning every post-debate poll. His numbers are going up. They're doubling about every 40 days. And he is definitely on the upswing, and some of these campaigns are going down. Some of them are actually, they're not doing quite that well. We've raised more money now than John McCain, and we've shown that. We've been able to raise more money now or have more money in the bank than Rudy Giuliani. So we're showing that we can be in this thing for a long, long time to come, and we just got to keep sending out that message, as Dr. Paul says, that message of freedom, that message of hope, and that message that if we get together and work hard before these primaries come up and get people to vote and get our people to vote for us, that we can win this thing. We can actually win this thing, and we can rewrite history right here, right now.
You're taking the words right out of my mouth. You're absolutely correct and dead on. We're, literally at this moment, at just this palpable juncture, where we can really make a major breakthrough right now. Like you were mentioning, all of these major media personalities are starting to step out and speak favorably of Dr. Paul and give him coverage. Tucker Carlson, Abrams on CNBC the other day called him the GOP maverick. Tucker Carlson, Carl Cameron. We had other examples of Chris Matthews and Kudlow and even Glenn Beck, all speaking about Dr. Paul. Even if they're not speaking...
Isn't that amazing now? Glenn Beck emailed me that they want Ron Paul on their show now.
Well,
the guy that wouldn't even talk about Ron Beck before, about Ron Paul before.
Well, he did a piece that I covered on my show a couple of days ago, which was a hit piece, really a poorly done hit piece that made him Glenn Beck look ridiculous and did nothing to hurt Dr. Paul except get his name out there. And the fact that
I don't really mind when they do that type of piece on Ron Paul. I just want them to have Ron Paul on there, because when he's on there and they do that kind of piece, nobody can handle it better than Dr. Ron Paul.
Sure.
The only objection I have is when they go out and do that and won't allow him on the show and don't give him the opportunity to respond.
Right, yeah.
I'm not certain that they do that by accident, because that's the only way that they can get their say-so and have their way with him, is by not having him there and just doing a commentary or editorializing about him.
Well, here's what's happening right now, I think. The legitimacy of Dr. Paul's candidacy and legitimacy of his message can no longer be denied. It's just not possible. You'd have to be denying reality completely. And they can no longer continue to do that. So I believe that some of these media personalities are stepping out in a positive way for Dr. Paul, because they are truly inspired by him and by us, by what we're doing in response to his message. I think others of them are doing so because it's a common tactic. Now, you should know this with your history in politics. In a certain sense, if you can't beat them, which they can't, then you join them, you defeat the opposition by trying to become the opposition. If the opposition's message is resonating with the public, then you adopt it as your own and thereby take it over and subvert it ultimately. And I think that that is the next stage of the fight, that politically. That now all these people, Glenn Beck's coming out trying to say, I'm a libertarian. All these people are coming out saying, oh, well, you know, libertarianism is good. I like libertarianism. I'm a libertarian. Always have been. You know, and so if you want to strangle something, you embrace it first. You embrace it, you take it into your arms, and then you squeeze the life out of it. And I think that that's part of the tactic that we're going to start seeing. We're going to start seeing a lot of the Republican candidates shifting over to echoes of the freedom message, in order to try to take the spotlight off of Dr. Paul. This is what we're seeing now.
Well, absolutely, and that's why you got to continue. I mean, you got to absolutely be vibrant, and you have to call all these shows, internet shows, talk shows, local shows. You got to call, and no matter what it is, you got to relate the information to Ron Paul. Gee, yes, Aunt Jenny's pudding was great. By the way, did you know this guy Ron Paul's running for president? We've never had anything like him ever. He doesn't even accept his congressional pension. Yeah, you know, I went to the little kids' baseball game. Yeah, the kids are having a great year at school. Hey, by the way, did you hear Ron Paul? This Ron Paul's really a fantastic guy. Do you know he not only opposes immigration now, but he opposed it in 1988 when nobody else would? And you just keep doing that over and over and over. And, of course, when you write a letter or you do anything, if you're a meetup group and you're a meetup organizer, you sit out there and you write a letter and you say, if you'd like to volunteer, call Joe Smith at 123-4567. And the next thing you know, your phone's ringing, hey, Joe Smith, can I help you? Can I work on the campaign? And then you got a volunteer group.
Well, you know, and this is being done, and the thing about it is it's working. And the really encouraging thing is when we do these things, it has an effect. I played a piece from C-SPAN, Washington Journal, yesterday. I didn't even play the whole thing. I couldn't. It was too long. A caller after caller after caller calling in about Ron Paul. You know, Ron Paul, absolutely amazing.
A lot of those callers were from Michigan.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. So I think I remember you mentioning to me that you organized a little bit of that.
That's right, and you know what? Today Ron Paul's on C-SPAN. He'll be on at, probably 6 o'clock your time, but he'll be on again today. He's been on twice today. And you know what? This message may finally be penetrating. It may be finally getting through the not only through the media on every level, but both the print, electronic, radio, and television, but it may finally be permeating throughout communities. People are wanting to know who he is and when he's coming and when he'll be here.
No, no question about it. Now, you back to the rally, 2,500 people is definitely the biggest Ron Paul rally that we've seen to date, certainly a breakthrough. And tell us a little bit more about the energy there. Now, what percentage of those in attendance were you think were U of M students?
I'd say the student body, it was probably about, 60% of the student body.
My goodness.
At U of M and from a couple of the surrounding schools, community colleges and things like that. They work closely together, and of course the University of Michigan, being the big school, is the hub for a lot of activity. So you had a good portion of them, but you also had people from the community that saw bulletins put up and community access TV stations notifying them, hey, Ron Paul will be here on October 9th at 8 o'clock for a speech. Please feel free to come out. And it was just tremendous. You had people out of the crowd giving them money for the campaign. You had people out of the crowd. We handed out, we had these bumper stickers that are very unique. They're the Ron, they got the Ron John logo, but it says Ron Paul, President, 08. And we got rid of about 2,000 of those in less than 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just phenomenal.
And Lou Rockwell wrote in his blog, and I caught this on the YouTube, that U of M students, when he mentioned the Federal Reserve, started chanting, gold, 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 gold. And apparently they took dollar bills, rolled them up, and started torching the dollar bills as if they were lighters at a rock concert.
Yeah, well, I must say that the college students bring a lot of life to the campaign, and that's what we need. We need a lot of lively people. We need people out here that are willing to go out here and make a statement and support their candidate and support that candidate, in my opinion, that being Dr. Ron Paul, of course. And he's the man that's going to bring about change. He's the only one that can bring about change because he's the only one that understands what change is about.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think we're very far away from seeing a 10,000 people at a Ron Paul rally. And I believe that they're organizing something real big for Philadelphia. I think it's in November 10th or something like that. And I wouldn't be surprised to see 10,000 people there.
I think that's doable for sure. And what I'm more interested in is this next quarter. I want to see $12 million raised this next quarter, and I know we can do it. Because just the publicity alone that we would get, I mean, imagine that. Imagine ABC, NBC, CNN, C-SPAN. Dr. Paul, did you ever expect everybody in the nation would want to send you $100 for your campaign? I knew I had a lot of support. I can hear him say it. I knew I had a lot of supporters, and I knew my support was very underreported, but... Yes, and I'd like to thank all these people and supporters of mine, and I can just see it right now.
Yep, absolutely. I think we're going to see some pretty big numbers in the fundraising department. And now, I know that when we spoke on the phone last, wasn't one thing that you were emphasizing is the next phase, which is... precinct walking, which is door-to-door canvassing, which is organizing the vote, getting the vote together, putting in a nice little package and delivering it to the ballot box. And what I'm going to be proposing with the next walk for Ron Paul in 5 weeks from this Saturday is going to be a combo walking the neighborhood and then canvassing door-to-door, getting people registered and getting their information so that we have them ready, and queued up to vote for Ron Paul on Election Day.
Absolutely, Stephen. I mean, that's the key. All the energy and everything's great, but what the energy needs to do is get you organized. Get your volunteers out there. And then what the energy does is takes you to the front door. Then it takes you to the front door to deliver the message. And then when you deliver the message, you got to let them know, hey, we're counting on you to help make this the greatest point in history to bring freedom back to our country.
Absolutely. We have a real shot. You know, the primary elections are very low voter turnout events. And most of the Republican base is not going to turn out for Giuliani. They're not going to turn out for Romney. They're just not excited by these candidates to even bother voting on that day. Who is excited for their candidate? Who is excited for their candidate?
There's a dynamic going on here. And what's going on is, while Ron Paul's numbers are steadily increasing, the undecided vote is steadily increasing. So what that means is other people who thought they had 28% or 30% are now finding that they have maybe 16% or 18%, and that those people are dropping off to the undecided. As they go to the pool of undecided, they regroup, they find out about Ron Paul, and lo and behold, Ron Paul's numbers begin climbing.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, I think that we're going to see some changes and shifts in the polls. And in fact, I think we already are starting to see some changes and shifts in the polls. But I don't really go by those polls too much because I just don't really, honestly, don't feel... Don't.
And I'm gonna tell you why you can't go by those polls.
Yes, please.
Polls fail to include Ron Paul. They'll say, who do you plan on voting for? Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, or other. And if they say other, then they include that with Ron Paul's supporters. Very rarely do you ever hear in a poll where they actually say, or Ron Paul. Because whenever they say that, he comes up with anywhere from 6 to 8 to 10 to 12 to 14%. So you'll never... Whenever you hear these polls, they come out, and they never ask specifically, do you support Ron Paul?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think that we also need to question the methodology of these polls. You know, I have a caller ID on my phone. Who doesn't have caller ID on their phone? And when you see an 800-866-877 number, do you answer it? Chances are pretty much... You know, you don't. You know, and so, you know, the people that they're getting through to on these calls, I just don't see the methodology as being as legitimate as it used to be once upon a time when the, you know, back when they established it, years before cell phones, years before caller ID. It just doesn't ring true to me. But what I want to get with you on, Paul, is. The nuts and bolts on doing an effective precinct walking, doing an effective door-to-door canvassing. So at some point, I want to get you on the phone, me and you, and we'll talk about that. And I want to, you know, pick your brain for that information because I know you're definitely a go-to guy in that department.
Absolutely. We were actually the first state to begin. We started doing this in June. And we actually set up the model for the rest of the nation here on how we would be doing this with the campaign since we got such an early and effective start. And once you start, you know, when we do go into this, I don't know if this is for another show or what. I'm guessing I'll be back on and I'll reveal how we're going to do this.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, it's not information. Yeah. It's definitely information I want to share with other people. So, Paul, at this time, I am going to go ahead and let you go. We have another guest coming on, and if you get a chance to go onto your internet and log into the show, you can listen to this interview. It's going to be interesting. He's a gentleman in San Diego who had an interaction with Laura Ingraham, who apparently expressed some positive words for Dr. Paul, which I found somewhat so surprising since she was the one who, at the Iowa straw poll, gave a rather rude and dismissive introduction to Dr. Paul and unfavorable comments about his followers.
It's back to what I had just mentioned, Stephen. You keep plugging away at these radio shows, these talk shows, these newspapers. You call in and you relate Jenny Aunt Jenny's cookies to how great this guy Ron Paul is. And that's why you're seeing Laura Ingraham's and these people turn around.
They're changing their tune.
I want to thank you for the job you're doing. You're doing a tremendous job. You're a great example to your listening base. And you guys need to keep it up. Just keep up work, and we're expecting fantastic things.
Oh, yes.
And you're the guys that make it happen. It's guys like you, Stephen. It's you. It's your audience. It's the people that you instruct that get out here who are, you know, the people that put the rubber to the road in this campaign, and we all greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So that's a big, big hug and a handshake here from Michigan.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, listen, Paul, do me a favor and email me the link to the Michigan Walk so that I can put that up on the big board.
Okay.
And it's freedommessage@sbcglobal.net.
Okay, then, Steve.
Yeah, email me that information.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you anytime. Feel free to give me a call, and thank you all.
Same here. You know, you can just call in anytime. You don't need an invitation. Anything interesting going on there that you want to report or anything you want to comment on, we'll always love to get your call, all right?
Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Have a good evening.
You too. Okay, so there was Paul Garfield, one of the primary Ron Paul organizers in the state of Michigan, responsible for that huge 2,500-person rally at the University of Michigan recently. And very shortly, we're going to have David on the line. And he is David Gebhard, and he is with the San Diego Ron Paul meetup. And he had an interesting interlude with Laura Ingraham, who, as I mentioned earlier, you may recall, she was really quite unkind to Dr. Paul and his followers, his supporters, when she introduced him at the Iowa straw poll. Very flippant. But apparently she's yet another example of someone turning around. So we're going to hear about that now. I believe that we have David on the line right now. Are you there, David?
I am, Stephen. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, really pleased to have you. I was really intrigued when I got that email about your interlude with Laura Ingraham. So I'm not real clear on what happened. So maybe wrap it up in a little package and deliver it to folks right now and tell us all about what happened.
You got it. Well, I have been a member of the San Diego Meetup Group for a while and a Ron Paul supporter for a long time, and this was, gosh, Wednesday or Thursday that I got an email. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was from another gentleman in my meetup group, and he said, hey, we need somebody to deliver flowers to Laura Ingraham at her book signing. Is anyone available? This is the first time I had ever heard of it, so I said, sure, how hard could that be? So
let me stop you there. Why did we feel inspired to give flowers to Laura Ingraham when she had previously seemed rather hostile towards Dr. Paul? What was the thinking behind that?
Well, it was explained to me because that was kind of the first question I had too. And some of the organizers, like Adam and Brian, who had been putting some time into this project, had indicated that, you know, Laura is a individual that, at least back in the day, was very sympathetic to Ron Paul's politics. She was a speechwriter for Reagan. She was a clerk for Clarence Thomas. She really did have, you know, more of a Goldwater Reagan type outlook. But like a lot of the pundits, she shifted more towards the neoconservative area. So they thought, for this reason and some other reasons too, that she might be a good person to, you know, be nice to, and to thank her for the times that she has been fair and gotten some good information out about Ron Paul.
Okay.
And so that really was the goal of it, was to let her know that we're out here listening, and
okay,
we'd like to thank her for her kindness. And
great. If I could stop you right there, I just wanted to make an observation that there have been several instances lately where sort of aggressive and negative treatment of the media on the part of overzealous Ron Paul supporters has been a negative for us and not helped us. And so I think that it's possible, and I think this is really what you're talking about with your group and their approach to this, is that we need to shift our headset into a more positive framework with the media and not look at them as the enemy. First of all, I think that people like Laura Ingraham can you know, be moved by our actions, by our enthusiasm, and they're also moved and motivated to sort of be on the cutting edge and be with what's going on. And, you know, as we demonstrate that we are, you know, for real and that we're really where it's at and what's going on, they're naturally going to want to migrate over towards our point of view and not be hostile, at a minimum, not be hostile to it, so that they don't feel like they're on the outside. They don't want to be on the outside.
Oh, absolutely. This is, as far as the response that a lot of fellow Ron Paul supporters, it's one of frustration. And, you know, it's hard to hide that when you feel so strongly about a candidate and you feel that the mainstream media is concealing things. So this was an effort to try and reposition the view of these pundits of Ron Paul and Ron Paul supporters from fringe kooks to you know, the start of a new movement, and they better get on it, because we're taking back the Republican Party, moving it back to where it was with Reagan and with Goldwater, and they better wake up and get on board, or they're gonna get covered by the avalanche.
Yeah, be left out and, you know, and out of a job, you know, really. So go ahead and continue with your story and tell us what happened.
Well, so I was in appointments for the rest of the day, so I really didn't know at that point what the plan was, and I said, okay, I'll do it as long as everything's ready for me. And so, you know, Brian and Adam and some of the other guys worked great in the background and got flowers ordered, got me full instructions on what to do, and, you know, frankly, I was just a delivery man, so I picked up the flowers and headed out to her book signing. I put a full account of it, or Adam put a full account of it, up on RonPaulForums.com. You know, I made some friends in the crowd there. I was, I'm an attorney, so I was dressed up in a suit. And I think I really, really changed some minds, even in the line, up to Laura. And then I had, you know, the opportunity to deliver the flowers to her, and that was, I think it was a great experience. What I did was I handed her the flowers, and she was like, oh, that's really sweet. What's your name? And I said, well, my name's Dave, but these flowers aren't from me. They're from Ron Paul supporters all over the country. And at this point, she had said, kind of to the crowd, there was still a pretty sizable line, she said, Ron Paul, you guys are everywhere. Expecting to get, I think in some ways, a negative reaction from the crowd. And the people who stood around me, of course, had, you know, were they were at that point confident that I was really one of them, and you know, I made a lot of sense talking about what we're all talking about in line. So they just smiled. The people farther back had some puzzled looks on their faces, but and then you know, you could really see Laura's face light up, and so you know, I said, could you? The reason why these flowers are being delivered to you is because of the nice words you've said about Ron Paul lately, and we really appreciate you giving us Goldwater Republicans a fair shake in the media. We know there's not a lot of people out there doing it now, and we just want to thank you. And I asked her if she would make out the sign the book to Ron Paul and that I'd give it to him, and she did. And she wrote to Ron Paul and that Paulies or Poliacs rock. And it was really a positive interaction, and she smiled broadly ear from ear. Everybody in line was, you know, really kind of excited to be there. So
well, that's great.
I didn't think it could have gone better.
Well, that's great, and you know, it's a real demonstration of how shifting our mindset to a more positive point of view with relationship to the media, I think, can really bear some fruit. And it's a great example of some Ron Paul meetup people taking some initiative, coming up with an idea, executing a plan, and getting some important results out of it. So we're just seeing more and more and more of that. Now, have you heard the news that the All America Walk in support of Ron Paul is going to be covered by NBC Nightly News? They're going to be covering the Chicago All America Walk, and they're also asking their local affiliates to cover the local walks as well. So that's a major development as well. You may not be aware.
I heard about it actually from one of your staff and then on your show here, so I think that's great.
Yeah, very exciting. So, well, I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. And, you know, don't be a stranger. Call in any time to the show. Anything that's happening there in San Diego, interesting work or events that you're doing, or any just developments that you personally want to comment on, just call in, and we'd love to take your call and hear from you.
All right. Thanks, Stephen. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, David. Bye-bye now.
You too.
All right, there was David from the San Diego group, and an interesting report regarding Laura Ingraham. So it just goes to prove that we can't have closed minds about people in general, and we can't have closed minds about the media. We can't have closed minds about how things are going to go. You know, we could really... really, really shift consciousness in this country with our work. We really can spark the light of freedom in people's minds and hearts again. And it almost went out. You know, we were that close. Ooh, boy, were we close to seeing that lamplight of freedom go out in this country, in people's hearts and minds. And there was just one light bearer by the name of Ron Paul, who kept that flame lit through dark times, through the years, in dark places, let's face it, you know, keeping that lamp lit in Washington, D.C. in the last 25, 30 years. That could not have been easy. But he did it. He did it. He kept it lit long enough so that it could touch each and every one of us and rekindle that flame within us so that we can then rekindle it in others. And we're seeing it happening. We are seeing this happening. It's certainly undeniable to us, and it's now becoming undeniable to the rest of the country and the rest of the world. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I'm going to ask you to go to my website, www.ronpaulfreedommessage.com. And I'm going to ask you to check out the All America Walk. You look in the upper right-hand corner of the main page, or you just go ronpaulfreedommessage.com/allamericawalk.html. Or click on the link on the front page, and you'll get there, and you're going to see what's going on. Now, that's a partial list that's up there right now. I have not had time to update it fully. It's probably more like 70 walks right now that are scheduled nationally. And, you know, you heard me live on the air just learn about another one in Michigan that I didn't even know about. And they're talking about a couple of hundred people in Michigan. It's just amazing what's taking place, and very very gratifying. So please go and check that out. If you'd like to keep in touch with me and everything that I'm doing, please join my meetup. So you go to ronpaul.meetup.com/496. ronpaul.meetup.com/496. Join the Freedom Message meetup, and then as I have developments, I will go ahead and put that out there on that list, and you'll get the information. What I'll be doing, and I haven't been doing it lately just because I've been so busy, but as I schedule guests, I will announce this guest will be on the show on this date, and then you'll know about it, and you'll be able to listen in and call in and ask questions of the guests that we'll be having. I haven't been able to schedule guests because I've just been way too busy. But I'm getting back to that now. I'm getting back to scheduling some really great guests for you. And also, go to my YouTube channel where you can visit. You can see the video that I posted there. And the YouTube channel is listed in the contact page. You can right on the home page. Actually, there's a link to the YouTube channel. And also, you know, if you want to email me and send me information about things that you're doing or things that you'd like covered or questions you want to ask, feel free to email me at freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. Now, tomorrow, there will be a special edition of the Freedom Message. Normally, we don't broadcast on Saturdays. However, bbsradio.com is generously allotting us the time to have a special edition of the Freedom Message. I will be walking wirelessly through the streets of Santa Monica and Venice with a laptop, broadcasting our event in L.A., and at the same time taking calls from around the country with people calling in to report on what they're doing and sharing the excitement of their events with us. So you'll be hearing, I don't know how many events we're going to be able to cram in, but we're going to get in as many as we possibly can. That show is going to start, I'm going to say, 12. Look at the homepage. It'll be up there. We're going to go for 12:30 Pacific time, which would make it 3:30 Eastern time tomorrow. 12:30 Pacific, 3:30 Eastern tomorrow. That'd be 2:30 Central. That's what we're going to go for. And tune in, and you'll hear the excitement from L.A., from all over the country, with the reports just pouring in from people walking in support of Ron Paul. It's going to be a fun day. I hope that you'll join and listen in. And I will also speak to you, of course, on Monday. So let me go ahead and leave you with a song. I'm going to play for you the official song of the walk for the Ron Paul Freedom Message, and that is Ron Paul Freedom Train by Scott Mitchell. Get on board that Freedom Train, as it's leaving the station. Get on board. Can you feel it?
230 years ago, the founding engineers built the train called Freedom, and America got on board. But a pocket full of bankers, well, they made that train go track. Now we need a leader who can get us back on course. And leave.